This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Our speakers have kept admirably to time, thank you very much. But we did start late. I'd like to beg your indulgence so that you have a chance to say something before you go and get your coffee, and just take 5 minutes of our coffee break for a couple of questions. Have I got anybody with a burning question? I have. I've got a man with his hand right up like this, down here. Can you wait for a microphone, please, because otherwise we won't get a record of what you say. And I'm going to do another plea to our speakers to make the answers brief.
Mike Beasley from Family Action, but I'm also representing Children England Workforce Development Group. And it's a question for Sue, and it's about the involvement of the third sector in the DCS and aspiring DCS programme, because there was a lot of interest from the third sector in getting involved in the programme, and there's been a lot of disappointment that there hasn't been more involvement. And it's for three reasons mainly. The first reason is we believe that the college should be setting an example of partnership and integrated working from the top and modelling what it's preaching. Secondly, we think that the innovation and the moral leadership that you were talking about is actually mainly in the third sector, which is also the main area of provision of children's services. And the third one is that there is this movement between the third sector and the public sector, a lot of it, and people don't just go up a career stream up to DCS, they also go to chief executive of third sector organisations and backwards and forwards between the two. So we do think that you really ought to get the third sector very much more involved in this programme, and particularly when you bring it down to children's centre levels, where the majority of children's centres are actually run by third sector organisations.
And my response to that will be quite simple. I absolutely endorse what you're saying. I think the complexity of getting the programme off the ground so quickly is probably that limiting factor. I think you will see a significant change as we move forward. I think we had a time frame which is very, very tight to deliver such a significant programme. And I think in evaluating progress to date, your comments have very strongly come through from a lot of areas, and we're taking those on board. And I think Jane, as a member of the group supporting that, would endorse what I'm saying. I think that's very clearly been heard from lots of angles, and we've taken that on board. Thank you.
Sue, can I just add something?
Yes, please.
Yes, I would fully endorse that. Somebody like me who's been around the block, as some people say, I started my career in public sector in South Yorkshire, West Yorkshire, working with in children's services and youth services. And I think the transferable skills that people bring from different sectors and the knowledge and expertise, the sharing that can happen at that level is absolutely crucial. I would fully agree with that. In fact, I raised it myself at the CWC meeting in terms of support for the other sectors to be part of that programme.
Great, thank you very much. Can I take anybody else? A couple more, yes? Oh, all from that table. It must be a very energetic table down there.
This is a question for Jane. It's Jane Nolan from Kent County Council. My question is really, we've spoken about a graduate-led workforce and we've spoken about level three. I'd like to know really what work is being done to take forward the strategy with connections and a career vice, and for those people who are actually leaving full-time education and coming into the sector. I think there's a lot of changing attitudes and changing and raising the status with regard to the early years workforce. So if you can expand on that, I'd be grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a very good point. As particularly as connections advisors sit in our workforce, so I should be able to fix them immediately, shouldn't I? No, it's never quite that simple. I think that's the next stage of the communications work that we've got to do. Having now got a framework in place and the progressions and something to describe, then trying to help the careers advisors understand then what's on offer, I think is an important part of the next communication stage. And we've got some communications going out to those people who work with young people to explain to them the more general young people's workforce programme, but it's not been specifically targeted at that. But that will have to be part of next year's communications, I think. Yeah.
Thank you. And should we have one more? Surely there's one more. Nobody else from your table. All right, you can have a second bite of this.
A very easy question. This is for Jane, and it's about parenting qualifications, because CWDC has now taken over the parenting work. I just want to, speaking on behalf of the family support workforce, which is, of course, part of the footprint, just to check to make sure that the Level 3 qualification is going to include parenting modules and that they're not going to be a separate parenting qualification, but it's going to be built into the Level 3 qualification that is being developed.
Yes. That's a very definite answer. But I would just check the website because sometimes what I think is the answer is not always. But no, that's right. You know, it's a level three diploma with specialist modules around it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you all very much. We start again at 12. Can I ask you please to be back just a little before 12 so that we can start on time and try and keep better to time this afternoon?